poll, Biden's approval see major drop in 7 key congressional districts. By Jacob Bliss on September 7, 2021. President Joe Biden's approval ratings have seen a major drop in 7 key congressional districts that can define the House of Representatives in the 2022 midterm election. The poll from the American Action Network finds that Americans are unhappy with Biden and they believe Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda and the $3.5 trillion partisan wish list the Democrats are proposing will only increase the economic pain families are already feeling. Overall, the poll found that Biden's net approval average is -7, with 44% approval and 51% disapproval. A generic Republican on the ballot also leads in all 7 districts, going up against the Democrat incumbent by 6% on average. On average, most Americans, 51%, also believe the government's spending is to blame for the increase in inflation. This includes the majority of the American voters that disapprove of the left's spending plan and Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda, respectively, 55% and 54%. Interestingly enough, 47% of the respondents said they believe the $3.5 trillion partisan wish list will make the rising costs families face even worse. A majority, 55%, of the respondents do not want to raise taxes to pay for it. California's 10th congressional district, held by Representative Josh Harder, D., Biden's approval sits at 44%. Respondents also said Biden has a net approval of -9 on the economy and a -9 on foreign policy. Republicans lead the generic ballot. When asked, the respondents favor the Republican by a net 7%, with 49% of the vote. 54% of the respondents disapprove of the left's spending, and 54% disapproving of Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda. In the district, 48% of the respondents said they agree that the spending package will worsen the rising cost, and 53% said they do not want to pay for it. Florida's 7th congressional district, held by Representative Stephanie Murphy, D., Biden's approval sits at 46%. Respondents also said Biden has a net approval of -1 on the economy and a -6 on foreign policy. Republicans lead the generic ballot. When asked, the respondents favor the Republican by a net 3%, with 48% of the vote. 50% of the respondents disapprove of the left's spending, and 49% disapproving of Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda. In the district, 45% of the respondents said they agree that the spending package will worsen the rising cost, and 53% said they do not want to pay for it. Iowa's 3rd congressional district, held by Representative Cindy Axne, D., Biden's approval sits at 43%. Respondents also said Biden has a net approval of -10 on the economy and a -10 on foreign policy. Republicans lead the generic ballot. When asked, the respondents favor the Republican by a net 9%, with 51% of the vote. 55% of the respondents disapprove of the left's spending, and 55% disapprove of Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda. In the district, 47% of the respondents said they agree the spending package will worsen the rising cost, and 58% said they do not want to pay for it. Michigan's 8th congressional district, held by Representative Elissa Slotkin, D., Biden's approval sits at 42%. Respondents also said Biden has a net approval of -13 on the economy and a -13 on foreign policy. Republicans lead the generic ballot. When asked, respondents favor the Republican by a net 9%, with 52% of the vote. 56% of the respondents disapprove of the left's spending, and 56% disapprove of Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda. In the district, 46% of respondents said they agree the spending package will worsen the rising cost, and 56% said they do not want to pay for it. Michigan's 11th congressional district, held by Representative Haley Stevens, D., Biden's approval sits at 45%. Respondents also said Biden has a net approval of -7 on the economy and a -9 on foreign policy. Republicans lead the generic ballot. When asked, the respondents favor the Republican by a net 6%, with 51% of the vote. 59% of the respondents disapprove of the left's spending, and 56% disapprove of Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda. In the district, 46% of the respondents said they agree the spending package will worsen the rising cost, and 55% said they do not want to pay for it. Virginia's 2nd Congressional District, held by Representative Elaine Luria, D., Biden's approval sits at 46%. Respondents also said Biden has a net approval of negative 5 on the economy and a negative 9 on foreign policy. Republicans lead the generic ballot. When asked, respondents favor the Republican by a net 3%, with 49% of the vote. 54% of the respondents disapprove of the left's spending, and 52% disapprove of Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda. In the district, 49% of the respondents said they agree the spending package will worsen the rising cost, and 56% said they do not want to pay for it. Washington's 8th Congressional District, held by Representative Kim Schreier, D., Biden's approval sits at 46%. Respondents also said Biden has a net approval of negative 3 on the economy and a negative 6 on foreign policy. Republicans lead the generic ballot. When asked, respondents favor the Republican by a net 4%, with 49% of the vote. 54% of the respondents disapprove of the left's spending, and 53% disapprove of Biden's socialist Build Back Better agenda. In the district, 48% of the respondents said they agree the spending package will worsen the rising cost, and 55% said they do not want to pay for it. The on poll was conducted between August 28 and 30, where 800 likely voters in the 2022 midterm election were surveyed in each of the 7 key congressional races that vulnerable Democrats are facing. The margin of error was 3.2 percentage points. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at JacobBliss.